We need the Bible to understand the Spirit, and we need the Spirit to understand the Bible. We wouldn't want to be tricked by fake news.
It is so important to stay connected to the Scriptures because you never know when Jesus is coming back, and you never know when the Scriptures could be taken away. Hello everyone, I'm Tamara Chaos. In John 10:27 it says, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me." It would be really hard to follow somebody if you don't know what their voice sounds like. Oh, this reminds me of when I'm out at a restaurant or a store or something like that with Phil. The music is playing and people are chattering. And, you know, even through the chatter, I can still pick out a familiar artist or a familiar song that, you know, that I've heard multiple times because it's familiar to me. That's how it can be when we study the Scriptures. We can know if a Scripture is not quite right. Like, you know, it's easy to miss a word or two when it's being printed out. And so you'll know if the Scripture is accurate or not. And then you'll know if somebody is giving a message that is accurate or not. Being familiar with the Scriptures is so important. I think there's a big difference between being a Christian and being an active Christian. It reminds me of the job I just started. You know, when I get there, I have certain responsibilities that I need to do. I need to be an active employee. I think the same can apply with being a Christian. We can be a Christian and just go to church on Sunday, or we can be an active Christian and read the Bible every day, connect with the Scriptures every day. It's just so different when you have that at the forefront of your mind. Everything that you do is at the forefront of your mind, the Scriptures. God should be at the forefront of everything that you do. It would be really hard to follow somebody if you don't know the sound of their voice, if you don't know what their voice sounds like. I'd like to return to what I said about the following. So, let's say you're told to follow a car, but you don't know what the car looks like. And you don't know it. Out of all the cars that are on the road, how are you going to know which car is the one that you're supposed to be following? Now let's say when they were telling you to follow the car, they did tell you which car, but you weren't being active, and that's why you don't know what car it is. You're in a bit of a bind, aren't you? That's how it is with being a Christian and being an active Christian. In order to follow the voice of Jesus, you're gonna need to know what it sounds like. I think one difference between following a car and following God is the Holy Spirit. If we get lost, He is there to guide us. And we didn't even get the Spirit until Jesus ascended up into heaven and He sent the Holy Spirit down with us so that we could have somebody to guide us. I think it's really good for the mental and physical body to stay connected to the Scriptures and to stay connected to God all the time. In Philippians 4:6-7, it says that God will carry our burdens. Always be full of joy to the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in everything you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Paul was giving instructions on how to live as a Christian. It's a perfect example of how to live as a Christian and how important it is to stay connected to the Scriptures. Like a good neighbor, the Holy Spirit is there. God is with us everywhere, from sunup to sundown, every hour, every minute of the day. We need God and the Holy Spirit. During times of trial, during times of sorrow, He's with us, comforting us. And when things are going good, He's rejoicing with us. We should praise Him all the time. Praise Him for the miracles that He does. Praise Him for the promises that He fulfills. If you do, if you stray, if you don't stay connected to the scriptures, it can cause you to stray. But if you do, God will shine his light and bring you back. Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Life may seem pretty good, but with God, it can be so much different. It's just, to me anyway, it's a lot more calm than without God. Lamentations 3:22-23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies are fresh every morning. God's faithfulness never fails, don't you think? God is always walking beside us. Trust God completely. Praise God everywhere. Keep in the word and embrace the change.
When was the last time you took a good look at your website? Are you armed and ready for a cybersecurity threat? Did you write an amazing short story but need illustration? Make all your worries go away with a quick email to Shama Patel, your solution. Visit eveninglightdesigns.com or send an email to shama@eveninglightdesigns.com.
Emmanuel tells the story of Jesus' life by using all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as well as the first chapter of the book of Acts and part of 1 Corinthians. This book follows Jesus' earthly life from the very beginning of the Gospel record through his many trials and his confrontations with the religious leaders of the day. This book is not intended to take the place of the Bible, but it may help you understand the story of Jesus' life better by giving you a more chronological account of it.